Rolo, my white brothers and sisters, welcome to an impromptu special re-record edition of the Creativity Power Hour, Festa Mountain. I'm a little perturbed, so I'm actually smoking and drinking at the moment. But hell, it's Festa Mountain. It's a celebration of being alive and being white and being a creator. Damn fag is going out. Oh, that's right. A fag. Cigarette. Organic tobacco rolled myself. Occasionally, I have one of these. I smoke pipe tobacco, which is organic. I actually hand blend my own. And occasionally, what I'll do is I'll roll a fag. And smoke that. This is a different tobacco. This is from that American Spirit Company, which is organic. It's the only tobacco outside of organic pipe tobacco I smoke. I smoke these occasionally. This is when I get really annoyed. There we go. Anyway, sorry, folks. It looks like TalkShoe has blown about 20 fuses. I'm tired of that. I'm just going to use a voice recorder and then upload directly to the website and record. So if I'm a little trite, this is like the 15th time in the past 26 hours that I've tried to record shows. TalkShoe, I'm going to leave the page up. I'm going to leave the links up there, obviously, so people can listen to the old shows. I've got like 40 shows up there already recorded. But it's clear that TalkShoe has way too many problems. So I'm just going to record, and then I'm going to just upload directly to the website. By the way, the website is creativityreligion.com and creativityreligion.net. My new email address is reverendlloyd@creativityreligion.com. We are going to, tomorrow afternoon or evening, we're going to start the process of transferring both churchofbenclawson.org and hardylloyd.net, over to the free speech host. We had some problems. I'm glad I had the free speech thing already focused on. What's interesting is that the attacks by anti-white bigots always come in piecemeal. They never try to go at us all at once. So, you know, we anticipate these things. That's why we have so many social media accounts and news groups and chat boards up and running. And that's why we finally decided to pay for the free speech host. So we're moving all of the old website domain names, all the old domain names over to the free speech host. That's going to take though 5 to 7 days. We're going to initiate that tomorrow. We're not sure whether we're giving them 48 hours to rescind. Otherwise, we're going to start filing discrimination lawsuits in federal court against the company. And when that starts happening, I'll let you know who the company is and all that. And any lone wolves out there who want to, well, do what you do best for said company, hey, that's on you. I'm not going to say nay on it. Anyway, so I'm a little vexed. So I decided to roll a fag and drink some wine to chill out. I'm not making this up. This is like the 7th or 8th broadcast I've had to re-record. It's annoying. Anyway, so from now on, I'm just going to record these on the laptop, thankfully donated by one of our members. And I will just upload it directly to creativityreligion.com. And then you can go to the Creativity Power Hour section on the website and just download the link. Click on the link. And I'll obviously, if you're part of any of our social media or email groups, then we'll also send the link out to you and you can just copy and paste. Anyway, I'm a little bit vexed. Hey, fuck it. It's organic wine or organic tobacco. Can't fault me for that, right? This is a rare occasion that I actually roll one of these and smoke it. No, it's not weed. As I say, it's just organic tobacco. It's from the American Spirit Company. And then the pipe tobacco, I actually go to family-owned tobacconists and I actually blend my own. So, fucking thing keeps going up. smoke is a little harsh for me. So what I do is I dip the fags into wine or beer, coffee or tea real quick to kind of dampen the tobacco and add a little flavor. And that's how I smoke them. So sometimes I let them sit too long in the liquid and then it goes out over and over. But you know what? This is a celebration. So we can be... Creators around the world can be excused from engaging in some handful of vices that don't really harm anybody. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, we believe in moderation. So I think smoking an occasional fag or cigarette, drinking some alcohol with supper, that's not too bad. I mean, we're not, you know, we're not born again Christ insaners that are going to dictate every little thing you do. So, folks, sorry for this. I'm just going to combine yesterday and today. Every time I've tried to record on TalkShoe or to do some type of like phone to internet video record, we've just been having problems. I'm not going to wait. I guess I could use video and go on to BitChute, but I've just, what I liked about TalkShoe is people could call in. And we had several people on today and yesterday for at least a few of the recordings and the re-records. And unfortunately, we just can't do anything. It's just, it's like frozen. Excuse me, it's crazy. It makes no sense. TalkShoe is just fucked up. I know it's not on my end because I've tried two or three different devices. So, you know, restarting the devices, using different browsers. It's obviously TalkShoe's fault. So, unfortunately, we can't have people calling in now. We can't have people chatting with me live, which sucks. That was the whole point of TalkShoe. However, can't do it. So the hell with it. That's it. I'm done. So it's going to be this. Eventually I will eventually be recording via BitChute videos, sermons, educational stuff for your kids and whatnot. That's down the road. That's next year. So we're, and the newsletter that's going to happen too. Anyway, folks, I'm sorry. And, and we're moving. I forget if I just mentioned this, because I've mentioned this like in 20 other recordings already. The Church of Ben Clausen.org and HardyLloyd.net were the domain names were being hosted by a company that got bought out by a company that doesn't believe in free speech. We are looking into suing them in federal court for religious discrimination and violation of the Civil Rights Act. We'll let you know about that. Down the road, just go to creativityreligion.com, creativityreligion.net. We're going to, if they don't reinstate after tomorrow afternoon, early evening, we'll initiate the transfer over. That takes 5 to 7 days. So next week, churchofbenclausen.org and hardylloyd.net will be back up and running as far as domain forwarding goes. But, I mean, the website and the blogs and the social media groups have not I mean, they didn't go down at all. You know, I've got like backups upon backups with auxiliaries. So, you know, I anticipate all these little things. It's just a shame to TalkShoe. I really, really love some of the interactions we've had over the past several months. I mean, I've done 40 shows on TalkShoe and I've enjoyed the interactions. I really have. So this kind of sucks. From now on, you're going to have to send me an email or a text, a message or call the hotline number if you want me to cover something related to the topic that I'll be discussing that week. So from now on, you're going to send me an email or a text or something, and then I'll, you know, before airtime, and then I'll bring it up during the show. Hold on while I take a drink of my sweet wine. Mm-mm. It's good Roman red wine. That's right. And I drink it the way the Romans do. I add a little water to it when it's warm out, or if you don't want to get drunk too quickly, the Romans, they would add water to the wine. And that's what I do too. If it's real cold outside, I might not do that. Anyway, but I do that, and it also helps the wine last a little bit longer and stretches the dollar. The last 2 days have kind of sucked. We've had so many technical issues pop up. It's just ridiculous. And then there's some financial issues, unfortunately. By the way, if anybody out there can donate in January and February, we will need it. We're going to lose all the money with the first domain host. We paid for 5 different domains through that host. And even if we take him to court, we're not going to see any money for a few years. So, and then again, it's probably only going to be a few thousand dollars. So if anyone can donate in January and February, we definitely will need it. We are on a very, very shoestring budget right now because of this added hit. It's going to cost money to move the domains over to the free speech host. And the reason it is free speech is because it costs money. So I hate asking, but yes, if anybody can donate in January, we're definitely going to need it. I've already kind of cut out some things. For instance, my supper today consisted of organic carrots, celery, cauliflower, and broccoli. That's what I ate today. And so basically the tobacco and the wine is to kind of make up for that, which I already had anyway. So even my budget has been affected because of this crap. It's a shame, though, you know, the persecution we face. So let me just jump right into, I've got the candles burning, so let me just jump right into today. I'm just going to cover destiny and unity. That's to yesterday and today. So a happy Festum Album, everybody. I don't need to apologize, but I'm just going to anyway. For those who did like to chat and to call in, you know, you're not going to be able to do that anymore, and that sucks. But I apologize, even though it's not my fault, because, you know, I love the interaction, and I know a lot of you do too. Anyway, folks, so let's just jump into it. Yeah, what am I apologizing for? It's not my fucking fault. Fuck these assholes. I mean, you know, I've been persecuted my entire life. All of us creators have, from the day we can convert. So, you know, I mean, none of this stuff's ever our fault. It's just a shame, though, that, you know, if you want free speech, you now have to pay for it. And I mean, at least we got it, but, you know, you shouldn't have to. It's just a shame. Anyway, so we're going to make this a short broadcast, because then I got to post this up and email everybody, and then I got to check the website to make sure the downloads worked, and oh man, it's just terrible. So listen, sorry, I am going to leave the talk show up real quick. I'm going to leave that up. That's just going to remain up because there's a 40 broadcasts on there. I have downloaded all of them. There's only one I deleted after I did it because it actually kind of went over the top, and I wasn't sure if it crossed over into being illegal. So all the other ones, though, are up there, and that will remain up there. I'm going to have to redo the Creativity Power Hour section of the website. I'll have to put some actual anchor links in there for people. Anyway, once again, you know, and that's going to take a little bit of time, but I will send out the link to download this. This is just a pain in the ass. And my toes are itchy. It's like nonstop. These last 2 days have kind of sucked. Anyway, but, you know, I'm a creator. I'm a problem solver and a doer. And, hey, you know, here, the problem is solved. So, hey, that's a great example of creativity right there. So, real quick, let me just talk about destiny and unity, because they kind of are the same thing a little bit. Excuse me. So, our destiny if you really want to know what our destiny is, read the final chapter, chapter 28 in Nature, in book 2 of Nature's Eternal Religion, Our Brilliant Future by Ben Clausen. We have that on the website as well. He says it better than I can, but our destiny, the white race's destiny, is one of greatness if we follow, if we follow creativity. I know there's a lot of people that are stuck on Nazism or Odinism or what have you. You got to leave that stuff behind. You really do. It's not going to help. You're embracing just one tiny aspect of the white race or one tiny section of history. This Hitler worship needs to stop. The guy was a nationalist. The Third Reich was heavily nationalistic. They ignored a lot. Not everybody in the SS. I realize there was a lot of racial socialists and racialists that were involved in the Third Reich and the Nazi Party and especially the SS. But the higher ups seemed to be fixated on Germanic history and Nordicism to the detriment of the war effort. And I just want to point that out. We creators shun the personality cult for a reason, because worshiping any one person is not good for the species. Remember, our destiny is written by Mother Nature. It's written in the earth and the stars and our DNA and our blood, the blood that pumps in our veins. Our species is what we're about. Excuse me, folks. Our species is what we're about. And creativity, in plain English, this is the brilliance of Ben Clausen. In plain English, creativity tells us what those laws are, tells us how to follow them, and what it will lead to. I'm just real itchy for some reason. Creativity, it's a wonderful, wonderful religious creed. I challenge anybody who disagrees with it. I've heard, ever since I converted, even before I converted, back in 1999, I saw the movie Hate on the Net, HBO documentary. And this is anti-white hate propaganda. And they interviewed Matt Hale, and I was like, wow, creativity, World Church of Creator, never heard of this before. And then I talked to a few people like Harold Covington, for one of them, Don Black, Tom Metzger, and some others. And it was interesting to see the vitriol aimed at Ben Clausen and Matt Hale and creativity. It was really bizarre. I was like, well, wait a second. This guy holds a rally or a speech every month. Dozens of people show up every time. He has all these debates and interviews. He wins all the time. Matt Hale, he makes the white power movement seem like it's actually winning something. Creativity, I'm like, and then when I actually read, Nature's Eternal Religion, I said, hey, this makes sense. This is everything I've ever believed in. This is all the good stuff that our movement of white liberation stands for. And yet the hatred by people that claim to be white racial loyalists towards Ben Clausen and creativity, I just never understood it. It was bizarre. So I challenge anyone out there who does disagree with creativity. Maybe you're stuck on traditionalism or nationalism or Christ's insanity for some crazy reason. I don't get it. maybe you're stuck on that. I challenge all of you to read Nature's Eternal Religion. Just start reading the first few chapters. If after the first few chapters you're not interested enough to finish the book, there's nothing more I can say. But I read that book and I converted immediately. Creativity truly is the white man's destiny. It is the white race's destiny, because it is the destiny that Mother Nature has spelled out for our people specifically, but for all living things in the universe. Everything follows the laws of nature. There's a reason for instincts. There's a reason for DNA. There's a reason these laws are 15 billion years old. Nobody has the right to argue against evolution, genetics, and 15 billion years of history. Nobody does. So creativity is our destiny. If we follow creativity, our destiny will be one of greatness and of prosperity, hope, peace, and love, and happiness. Our religion is a very positive, upbeat religion. Yeah, we got a lot of struggling going on right now, but it is definitely a religion designed to be very upbeat and to focus on reality and not pie in the sky bullshit. That's another thing. For all you people stuck on all this spook worship crap, you know, fucking one-eyed goat fucker from Scandinavia, or the Jew zombie from Palestine, or fucking Crom, or Zeus, or Ahriman. Stop that shit. Has praying to any of these mythical things ever brought you any victory in life? No. Do you know what brings victory? Your own strength of will. And that's what creativity focuses on. It tells all of us creators to focus on our own strengths and talents. And if there's something that's too hard to defeat, to fight against, then to seek out fellow whites and to yoke from their strength. They will give you what you need for victory, and then you will give them what they need for their own victory. That's what creativity is about. It's about the species. It's about our DNA. It's about the individual, the family unit, and the race all in one. So get off the spookism. Get off of the fucking LARPing and the Hitler worship and get into creativity. That is our destiny. Now let me focus on the unity thingy. Unity. Should we actually align ourselves? Should we network with the white power movement? Because creativity is its own movement. The Church of Ben Clausen is the movement of the religion of creativity. We are fourth positionists. We are our own movement. We are not part of the white power movement. We are our own movement. We are the movement for the religion of creativity. That's what we are about. Should we unite with the white power movement? Should we reunite with the LARPers and the traditionalists and the Christ insaners who hate Jews, you know, and the fascists who hate race mixing? Should we unite with these people? I'm going to be hated for this. No, we should. We are creators. We need to stand strong, stand firm in our resolute belief in creativity. That's what we need to focus on. We need to listen. It's okay to network occasionally with somebody who is white power, but if they don't believe in creativity, and this is something that's really bizarre that I've noticed in the white power movement, you either are at a pro-creativity or anti-creativity. There doesn't seem to be a middle road, which is really weird because creativity, excuse me, creativity is a white power philosophy, a white empowerment creed. And for people that claim to believe in white civil rights and white empowerment, for them to be antagonistic towards Ben Clausen and creativity, I just don't get that. As far as I'm concerned, you're a race traitor. If you hate creativity, I don't care how fucking pro-Nazi you are or anti-race mixing or anti-kike. If you're anti-creativity, then you're no different than the Jews and the niggers. There's no difference in my mind. This is why I've pissed off so many people over the last 20 years, you know, when I converted to creativity 20 years ago. There's a reason I pissed off so many people in the movement. It's because, if you don't support creativity, I mean, that's almost the same thing as saying that Hitler was a child molester. You know, I mean, obviously National Socialists out there worship Hitler almost like a deity. I mean, would you tolerate somebody saying Hitler was a child molester or Hitler was a secret Jew and he was invented to, you know, to create the, you know, to create Israel? Hold on a second. I mean, you know, you would hate the bastard. You'd think the guy was just a troll that was promoting disinformation. Well, if you hate creativity, if you hate Ben Clausen, in my mind, there's no difference. You're a race traitor, or you're a Jew, or a Shabbos goy, or you're a troll, or you're COINTELPRO. If you're anti-creativity, you're anti-white, as far as I'm concerned. Now, for white power people that are pro-creativity, just haven't converted, I have no problem with networking with them or being friends with them. Obviously, you know, there's very few white power people in the world, and we creators are the minority of a minority. Of a minority. So it's if somebody's racially conscious and they're pro-creativity, not anti-creativity, then yeah, then there's no problem. I see no problem with being friends with them or networking with them. And one day, hopefully, they will see that creativity is the true path and will convert. Just don't waste your time with someone who claims they're white power, but they hate Ben Clausen and they hate creativity. Yeah, if you hate creativity, then you're a communist. You know, you're one of these faggot punks that I beat up in the street. That's what you are. You're obviously not white, really. You're not true white power. So unity, as far as people that haven't converted to creativity but are pro-creativity, I would say that is fine. Just focus first and foremost on creators and those that are seeking to convert. Those are the ones, your brothers and sisters, your true brothers and sisters, those are the ones you focus on first. White power people that are pro-creativity but do not believe in the one true faith, they come second. I've pretty much covered everything in 25 minutes. All the bad stuff that happened plus 2 days of Festum album has been covered in the last 20 minutes. That's pretty much it. I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry, folks. I had this big service yesterday and today. You know, even though I've been dealing with a lot of this crap going on online and offline, there's financial issues, there's free speech issues. I gotta do a service. I gotta write a sermon. I gotta do a broadcast. I've been doing so much crap. I'm sorry that this is going to be kind of light. That's pretty much the sermons I gave over the past 2 days in a nutshell. You know, is our destiny is creativity, because creativity is the destiny that was laid out by Mother Nature herself, and unity with creator is fine. With creator and creator, that comes first. Your brothers and sisters in creativity, they come first. Unifying with those that are pro-creativity but haven't converted, that is fine as well. Just focus on your brothers and sisters first. And everybody else, whether they're white power or not, can go to hell, as I said. If you're anti-creativity, if you're anti-Ben Clausen, then you're anti-white. And I don't want to have anything to do with you. And I've lost some good racial comrades over the years because of that. I've lost a lot. I didn't lose as many as I thought. I didn't burn as many bridges as I thought I had, which I'm grateful for that. But we have to focus on creativity, and we have to focus on fellow creators first. We are a minority of a minority within a minority. And that's a shame. But we have to believe in quality over quantity every time. As I said, creativity is the true destiny of our race and will lead to us reclaiming our planet again. So quality, not quantity, will lead to that destiny. So unifying with anybody who's pro-white or anti-Jew and anti-nigger, no. We have to discriminate. We have to discriminate against fellow whites if they reject the obvious holy teachings of Ben Clausen. We have to discriminate in who we choose to befriend, to hang out with, to be comrades with. We have to be discriminating. Quality, not quantity. That's what's important. Quality, not quantity. I mean, come on. How many organizations out there are just full of slobs or got infiltrated real quick because they didn't believe in quality? They just believed in quantity. It happens all the time. Let's just get a bunch of members. Listen, the Church of Ben Clausen isn't laid out like that. We practice the religion as a religion. I run this a lot like the Mormon Church is run. The individuals and family units and primary groups pretty much do their own thing. The congregations, they have to obviously follow edicts from me and from the church council, but, they're pretty much left to their own devices. This is about the religion. It's about practicing the religion, preaching the religion, living the religion, and getting converts through proselytizing and through procreation. That's what the Church of Ben Clausen is about. We're not about membership dues and having numbers. We want quality, not quantity. So fuck unity. Fuck unifying with other white power groups if they're anti-Ben Clausen, if they're anti-creativity. We creators seek quality, not quantity. Well, that's pretty much it, folks. Keeping it short and only one broadcast for 2 days. TalkShoe is fucked. You can still go on there and download the old shows. As I said, there's around 40 of them. They're not all numbered right. I think I only have 32 numbered. There's probably like three or four more on there that weren't numbered. So there's about 35 or 40 broadcasts on there. But feel free to go through and download them. They're very good. We had some, there's that one debate with me and a couple of brothers that went on for almost 6 hours. We were just basically shooting the shit. But, it's a shame that I can't have people call in to this. Now, there is software where I could do that. I can't afford to buy any of that, and the stuff to download is just a little too much. So, sorry, folks, for those who do like to call in. Maybe TalkShoe will fix up. Maybe in a month or two, TalkShoe will get its act together. I don't know what's going on, but they just fuck up all the time. Anyway, folks, I want to thank you. On day three of Festum Album, I want you to have a happy Festum Album. Tomorrow, wait, hold on 1 second. Sorry, hold on. So, as I said, I did actually take some notes for Festum Album this year. So, tomorrow's day four. We have Ingenuity and West Victory Day. That's right, West Victory Day. And the fourth day of Festum Album, I will be talking about classical music and the rhythm of the white mind, as well as how classical music influenced heavy metal. And then I'll be discussing, obviously, we'll be watching the movies over here. They Died with Their Boots On, and the John Wayne version of the Alamo. I do that every year. That's become, ever since I converted to creativity, I've watched those two movies every West Victory Day. But those are very good movies. They're pro-white. These were made back in the 40s and 50s, so there's no anti, white bullshit. And, there's a bit of racialism and libertarianism in those movies. It's very good, but They Die with Their Boots On kind of starts off silly, but it really shows, the white man conquering the West and standing up to the Injun savage. That's a very good movie. And then there's The Alamo, John Wayne. It's a very good movie. I think that's the best Alamo movie ever made. And for those who like to read books, Louis L'Amour, I mean, you can't get any more racial and Wild West than that. In fact, I don't know of any of his books that aren't racial. And then we got day five, Memorial, then day six, Law, and day seven, Purity. And then a few days later is my birthday. Yeah, so if anybody wants to send me a birthday gift, please send cash or a bottle or a box of wine. Anyway, so that's what's going to go on. Sorry, folks. I loved it that people could call in. That was so cool. And we had some good discussions. Anyway, hopefully this works. Hopefully the sound quality is good. And I'm going to go through this real quick and then upload it and send it to you. And have a happy Festum Album. And tomorrow, have a happy West Victory Day. I will see you tomorrow. Remember, They Died with Their Boots On and the John Wayne version of The Alamo. Very good. There's also one or two dozen Louis L'Amour novels that were turned into movies. Hondo with John Wayne, that's a good one. That's a good one. That shows Injun savagery. Oh, another good movie, a Wild West movie, would probably be The Outlaw Josie Wales. That's good. It's anti-Yankee, but not pro-Confederate at the same time. And it shows the strength of a proud white man against overwhelming odds. It's a good lone wolf movie too. It's actually on my lone wolf movie list. But yeah, The Outlaw Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood, really good movie. That's another good West Victory Day one. If you want to read serious work, there's Scalp Dance, which talks about Injun savagery and how the Jews promoted black slavery to white people, to rich white race traders, as a means of pushing out the Injun savage and helping to free up white laborers to go out west to kill Injuns so the Injuns wouldn't kill the Jews. It's called Scalp Dance. I forget who wrote it. And then there's The Winning of the West, which is also from a pro-white standpoint, and Conquest of a Continent. That's also from a pro-white standpoint. In fact, that book was one of the early books banned, which is weird because it wasn't pro-Nazi or anything. It just said that the white race was a master race and that that's why we conquered the West and wiped out the Indians. So Conquest of a Continent, The Winning of the West, and Scalp Dance. Those are three good books talking about the Wild West, the Winning of the West, and white racial or white superiority. And then, as I said, movie wise, They Die with Their Boots On, and then, you know, whatever, any Clint Eastwood or John Wayne Wild West movie, really. So anyway, folks, happy West Victory Day tomorrow. Well, I'll be talking about those two holidays. That'll be one broadcast, and hopefully I'll have everything set. And the voice recorder and all that will go swimmingly. Anyway, folks, thanks for being with me again today. This is just one of those, boy, it's been a shitty last 2 days. But hey, we overcame it because we creators are problem solvers. We don't just sit here and whine. No, we don't do that. No, we find a solution. Whether that solution is first rate or second tier hack, as with, you know, the whole voice recording thing, you know, we always find a way. And remember, it's quality, not quantity. That's what matters. So remember, choose your friends wisely. If the person is anti-Ben Clausen, if they're anti-creativity, or if they obsess on Hitler or Odinism too much, probably don't want to hang out with them, even though they're pro-white. It's, trust me, it's not, there's a lot, there's been so much infiltration from right-wingers and libertarians and centrists who have been so turned off by the Jews. It's kind of like controlled opposition. What you had is you had, you know, the pro-race mixing, pro-Zionist Trump, which pissed off all the libtards. But I mean, what's the difference between right-wingers and left-wingers? Same shit. You know, capitalist, communist, Democrat, Republican, left-wing, right-wing, they're all the same infidels. Fuck them all. Anyway, what we have, though, and this is, I noticed this when I came out in 2015, is that so many right-wingers and conservatives, traditionalists, nationalists, Christ-insaners, libertarians and centrists even have been so turned off to the Jews and the communists and their insane libtard bullshit that they have seen us as not necessarily the option to join so much as the option to be a part of or to be next to. And that's dangerous because you have all these right-wing faggots trying to get into the white power movement. Now, I know creativity and white power are two different movements, but the problem is that the movement for civil rights, for white civil rights, we never had fucking Christ insaners. We never had Christ insane, you know, Christ insaners outside of Christian identity, and we didn't have traditionalists and Zionists and conservatives. We didn't really have that problem. There's a handful maybe that might join on the peripheries, you know, but by and large, they're like, oh, these guys are Nazis. No, the Jews say they're bad, but now the Jews have pushed off their own lemmings, the right wingers, to the point where a lot of them are coming in to our movements. They're coming into our movement and our groups and things like that. And there's a real danger. This has been going on. I've noticed it, as I said, since I got out of prison in 2015. I noticed that right wing resistance bullshit that was going on, I guess, for a couple of years before I got out. But you have all these centrists and libertarians and right wingers like ultra conservatives that are so annoyed with the libtards, are so enraged by anti-white bigotry, by black supremacists, by Jewish supremacists, even with some of them, that they've kind of aligned themselves or tried to infiltrate to take over a part of our own movement and to make it a kind of a quasi white power version of conservatism. And that's a danger. That's something that's been going on for the last few years. The Jews have pushed so hard and so fast that a lot of these right-wingers and centrists that would never give us the time of day before are now trying to worm their way in and try to manipulate. It's like, remember the alt-right people, right? These conservatives that were pro-Hitler, right? Yeah. No, that's not white power. White power, you cannot be a conservative and white power. That doesn't make any sense. You can't be a right-winger and white power at the same time. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Because one has nationalism in it and traditional conservative values, which I would argue are the exact opposite of being a skinhead, being a pagan, being a creator, being a Nazi, third positionist, fourth positionist. You cannot be a conservative or a traditional nationalist and embrace, you know, the socialistic working class beliefs of creativity, of Odinism, of being a skinhead. You can't do that. And so there's a danger going on right now that the lemmings are starting to infiltrate and infest our own movements. And that's why it's more important now than ever to keep creativity outside of the white power movement, to keep creativity apart, to keep it at a safe distance from the regular white power movement, the bowel movement. We need to keep creativity over here, and the white power people can be over there, because they are starting to get infested now by the fucking sheeple that are just a little too annoyed with the Jews because of the black supremacy, because of the overwhelming push for communism and anti and white genocide. And so you got these conservatives and born-again Christ insaners and traditional nationalist types trying to bring their bullshit values, their right-wing crap into our circles. It's more important now than ever to keep creativity away from the non-create white power movement, because they are being infected. And trust me, creativity will never be it will never be infested with right wingers. Creativity stands opposed to everything a traditional kosher conservative Zionist would support. We're anti-capitalism, we're anti-nationalism, we're anti-Christ insanity, we're anti-Jew, we're anti-Israel, we're anti-Zionist, I already said I was gonna say like traditionalism, but that's pretty much the same thing. We are racial socialists. We are we lump communism and capitalism into the same boat. We look at Christ's insanity as no different than black supremacy. So, you know, a danger to white people. It's very important to keep creativity away from the white power movement so that we can keep the right wingers and the conservatives away from us. That's very, very important. Thankfully, no right winger would ever, even in their most depraved mind state, would ever try to infiltrate creativity. I mean, what are you going to do? How are you going to fight back against our patently anti-Christian stance? They're doing, we make Muslims look like fucking Mr. Rogers. And I knew Mr. Rogers. I know what I'm speaking of. my parents were really good friends with him and his wife. we make Muslims look like Mr. Rogers when it comes to being anti-Christian, because Muslims will at least tolerate Christians if they pay tax, you know, or they agree to be subservient to the Muslim state. No, we want to wipe out the motherfuckers. We want to wipe them all out. As much as we want to get rid of the niggers and Jews, we want to get rid of the Christians the same way. We'll never have to worry about being infiltrated. As I say, quality, not quantity. We will always be a minority within a minority of a minority. But that's a good thing, because that means that you can trust your brothers and your sisters to stand by you through thick and thin. I have never, ever in my life been betrayed by a real creator. Ever. Ever. That has never happened. Oh, I've been betrayed by wannabe skinheads, fucking LARPing Nazis, fucking Klansmen, NSM. I've been betrayed by a lot of these people. Or by fake people like Campbell's Soup and the fake Creativity Alliance, which is not creativity. They're anti-creativity as far as I'm concerned. But I've never been betrayed by a real creator, ever. Ever. because quality over quantity. Well, I guess I kind of went over with a little bit more, a little extra there. Anyway, hopefully everybody got the message and hopefully it sinks in. Please think about it, ponder it. I know there's a lot of people out there that aren't creators or that might have maybe 90% of their racial comrades aren't creators. But look, just think about what I said tonight. Think about it. Please, just think about it. Trust me. Trust me. It's, yeah. Just trust me, okay? There's an evil wind afoot, and it infects everything, including the white power movement. We creators have to be discriminatory. We have to, even against our own white people. We have to guard our gates well. We have to keep members of our own household true to the faith. That's very, very important. Somebody might say, well, yeah, but you're pissing off like you're pissing off 90% of the only race that you can get members from. Well, so what? I mean, fuck. I mean, well, look at the Nazis. The Nazis, I mean, how many people did they actually have as true members of the party before 1933, right? They didn't have that many. It was a nation of 100 million. How many actual members did they have? 100,000, 300,000 by the time Hitler was elected chancellor? They didn't, it wasn't a clear majority. It wasn't even a 50-50. So, you know, never underestimate, and look at the Jews, a minority everywhere, they take power. So never underestimate a small number, never. The Jews have taught us that. The Jews, Jewish Bolshevism, these things have taught us that a small group of people, highly dedicated to a fanatical creed, highly motivated by that fanatical creed, can achieve anything. And we creators one day will achieve ultimate white victory. Thanks for being with me again today. Hopefully this finds you well wherever you may be, brothers and sisters. Join me again here tomorrow for West Victory Day and day 4 of Festum Album. Have a happy Festum Album. And thankfully this day is now over. So, Rahoa to you all. Rahoa.